Hey all, I'm Jose. I'm head of Asia Pacific business at Smartly.
Recorded on site in Tokyo at Advertising Week 2018, you're listening to the AW360 Live Podcast. I'm Richard Larson, director of AW360 at Advertising Week, and throughout this series, I'll be speaking with the best in the industry. Today's episode is part two of Focus on Facebook Marketing, featuring a pair of guests from Smartly. For more information about Smartly, visit smartly.io, and of course, visit advertisingweek.com for the latest on Advertising Week's events around the world.
Start things off, tell me a little bit about Smartly and what you guys do.
Yeah, so we're like the leading Facebook marketing partner globally. So we help the online advertisers leverage automation to make their advertising more efficient, improve the ROI, and make the ads more like locally and personally relevant in the especially social channels at the moment.
In today's competitive digital ad landscape, what do you think is the utmost important thing that's required to engage your audience?
Yeah, so I'd say like today's the consumers have learned to like expect and also demand like really relevant advertising. So it's they're really frustrated about the low quality spammy ads that have been all around the internet for a long time already. So that's been changing really fast. And so for the advertiser, in order to actually create high quality ads and stand out, we're seeing that you need to not only like showcase the products and go after the consumers, but build in the narrative for all of your ads. So give the ads more meaning and also weight, so making it more relevant and interesting for the consumers to see. Of course, then once the customer is moving across the marketing funnel, so they get more familiar with your brand and learn more about you, the narrative must be changing along the way. So that's another aspect that helps you like provide much more insights and detail in the ads throughout, but without overloading the consumer too fast.
So, and how many funnels are there then, and what are they?
Yeah, so one way to look at it is to split it up to like three funnels. So starting from the top of the funnel, so like how to make people learn to understand your story. So beginning to get to know you. So more like brand driven campaigns and starting to build the trust with the consumer before you're trying to go for like the hard sell in the end. And one example or tip there is we've seen that like user-generated or influencer-produced content tends to work really well. So it's making it feel more authentic for the consumer. So that's the first part. And then there's the middle of the funnel narrative. So that's where you can get into a bit more detail. So people are familiar with you already. You can introduce more of your products. For example, in Facebook platform, there's good, really great ad formats for doing that, like collection ads, where you can still include the branding piece, but then introduce lots of products in the same ad format. So that's a good way to tie it in together. And then, of course, the bottom of the funnel. So the last part is where you have to like drive for the conversions. So typically, that's really like product driven. So you might have your like product feeds if you have lots of products. So trying to tailor and identify which products are suitable for each individual or audience segment. And then identifying the best selling, most engaging products in there and pushing those in front of the people. So that's where it comes much closer to the traditional retargeting campaigns and so on. So like really there is already the intent, so that it's only about question about how you can get that action out of the customer.
Where along that funnel do things like sales and deals and things like that happen?
It might depend a bit on your brand's approach. So sales and deals, so one way of course to engage people is when they are already interested, so they have been in your e-commerce store, for example, they are familiar, but maybe they like added stuff to basket and abandon it. So it might be that you have to kind of attract them with some kind of deal to actually buy from you for the first time, and that's how you create the relationship in the end. So that's one way. Some other businesses might use the deals already earlier in the funnel, so to speed up the whole process. So whenever they're familiar with your brand, then you might already be pushing the like some kind of deals to them to get them to try out with something small much faster, and that's how you get to the bottom of the funnel.
And Smartly is talking a lot about automation, but much of what we're discussing now seems to require a lot of creative work to make the ad content stand out. How does automation fit into that picture?
That's a good question. So there's a lot of automation and innovation being on the automation at the moment, and advertising automation is really hot topic, I'd say, in the industry. So my recommendation there would be to actually think of automation as an like extension to your advertising and creative team. So instead of only using automation to push like tons of material all over the place in the channels, you can think how you can bring your like brand closer to your customers with the benefit of automation. So one example is you might have like designed a really high quality brand campaign, but then the automation could be leveraged to make it more more personal or local. So you can use the automation to automatically segment and target the ad delivery based on hundreds or thousands of locations, and also to customize the ad creatives or videos to include some like personal information about those locations. So one example from our client is they run this similar so brand campaign across thousands of locations, and they simply use the same video for all of those locations but customized each video to mention the location name. So you could use like, for example, districts of Tokyo or different cities in Japan to like actually expand your brand campaign and make it much more local and that way more relevant for the people.
On the topic of video and using video in the funnel, how can advertisers do that more easily?
Yeah, so one really big challenge with videos is the amount of effort it takes to produce those. So, and I think that's a big hurdle for many of the advertisers. And also the other aspect is to be mobile first, which many times means that the formats can be very different from what you're used to producing. So if you're used to producing landscape formats, videos, it doesn't work in the full screen vertical format of the mobile. There's some things you can leverage. One key solution I think everyone should be looking into is to see how you can leverage the automation to tackle those challenges. How it could work is you have your videos produced, but you can include the automation in a way that it refreshes some parts of the video automatically. So you can leverage the same piece of content for a much longer time when it's like updating in this way every week or even on a daily basis. Another good aspect is that you could leverage the automation to like enable much faster testing of variations in the video. So if you can make your video content more dynamic, like do you include like set A of your products or set B of your products? What people have been doing a lot with the copies and images earlier, that's something you can use automation to do with the videos, and that will build up much more speed into your operations and learning how video works in different channels. One more tip I really want to highlight now, like Instagram stories, Snapchat ads, and all of these like other full screen vertical formats are really, really fast expanding and becoming more and more common. So I think that's another part. You should think in your operations, like how you can automate the work that's like happening every day, every week, and free your time from your advertising and creative team to actually like understand and adjust the content for all of these new formats. So that's gonna be much more valuable for you in the long term instead of focusing on the small details.
All right, last question. What's your number one tip for brands that want to take their Facebook advertising to the next level this year?
So I think as echoing what we already discussed, so think how you can really make your advertising more relevant for the people. So adding more quality and personal touch in there. And start using videos more and more. It may be painful right now, but you have to go through that pain and find the solutions to get help on that. So that's the only way you'll stay in the speed of the other advertisers as well. Give a proper thought on leveraging automation so that you can eliminate the unnecessary daily tasks and also expand the opportunities of your advertising campaign. So as mentioned, making it more local and personal for the people. And yeah, of course, contact Smartly to get help on all of that.
I'm going to ask you one more question. Vertical video and the idea behind it's been around for a few years. I mean, have you seen in the APAC region sort of a larger use of that in creative to date? I mean, is that something that is actually being used a lot? I know that in the States, we've been pushing a lot for it. There hasn't been a lot of it, even despite coming to all of the advertising weeks and the constant discussion around it. I don't feel that I'm personally seeing nearly as much as I expected to at this point.
Yeah.
You come here, and actually, I think I've seen more here in 5 days that I've been here than I've probably seen in the U.S. in 2 months. So I'm just wondering, is that is APAC ahead of the game when it comes to that? Is that due to more mobile devices being used here?
Yeah, I think so. APAC obviously is like really, or many of the countries in APAC are really mobile heavy. So it's much more significant media for the advertisers. So I think there might be slightly more focus on actually cracking these formats. So that's one. I feel like everyone's a little bit struggling and lagging behind, so there's a lot of learning to be done on how should we advertise in these formats, because you cannot just take the old videos and turn it to vertical format and that's it. So that's how it works. So there's a lot of learning, and producing the videos, it's quite expensive and slow. So I believe those are some of the key factors why there's still a lot of work to do in getting those cracked. And then one more point we've seen is this can be really different media. So if you look at Instagram stories, it's a lot of user-generated content on the go and so on. So like your ads in there may not need to be these like fully polished, perfect video pieces that you would use in TV. It can be like you just go with your marketing team and film with your mobile on the street, and it can work even better. So I think it may also require some shift in the mindsets, how you can make those work.